WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 7. It's 60 degrees at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube, your full-service oil and lube shop on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Rally Car Wash, or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Motorists dealing with congestion around the South College Station intersection of Greens Prairie Trail and Reuter Road will be getting some relief. The city council last night approved rebuilding Reuter north of that intersection so it bends into Welburn Road. Steve Aldrich, while voting yes, criticized city staff for not taking their recommendations first to the Welburn community.
I think we're really whacking a beehive if we take action on this prior to having public input on the plan.
John Nichols noted this will give motorists two ways to get to Welburn Road from the existing elementary school and new intermediate and middle schools.
And it diverts the traffic out of the central part of Welburn.
The unanimous vote followed two attempts to delay action on all staff recommendations. Brazos County Democrats and Republicans are supporting their presidential nominees out of state.
Bryan High School graduate Thomas Cavanis, who is a regional director for the main Democratic Party, is one of five Texans in leadership positions.
With the Hillary arm of the main Democratic Party, there are four of us Texans working on the campaign. There's from the Dallas area and one from San Antonio, and then myself. Our state director is originally from Dallas.
The chairman of the Brazos County Republican Party, Paul Rieger, is in Des Moines, Iowa, as part of the Texas Strike Force supporting Donald Trump.
We don't look at it as trying to turn our back on our own county, but we look at it as an effort to go capture a state that really we need on our side in the presidential race.
Rieger says another group from Brazos County will be in Nevada campaigning for Trump. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
The city of Bryan reports ball games will continue at Bob Bond Park. Those are the fields where Bryan National Little League games were in jeopardy due to expansion plans by the Texas Army National Guard. State Representative John Rainey, who organized a meeting with the city and the Guard that was held yesterday, says games will be played there for at least another 2 years.
I don't want to be talking for the city, but they've indicated they have some property that they might be willing to give to the Guard to relocate. But all of that's dependent on federal dollars that just aren't there right now as far as designing and building a new armory.
Rainey says the Guard enjoys having the youth leagues who play on three fields. The newest historical marker in Brazos County, which will be dedicated Sunday afternoon, is at Santa Teresa Catholic Church in Bryan.
It was started in 1929 by a priest that would go to the different counties in Brazos County in a tent, in a little cart, setting up church, and then it was affiliated with St. Joseph Catholic Church.
Church member Dorothy Hernandez, who spent 2 years to get the marker, says Father Frank Urbanowski, also known as Padre Panchito, organized the worshipers and received permission to build what became the first church for the local Hispanic community. Sunday's program starts at 4 at the church, located west of downtown Bryan on Lucky Street, near the intersection of Highway 21 and William Joel Parkway. WTAW News Time is 8 minutes after 7. It's 60 degrees. You can text us at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Be good to your vehicle, and it'll be good to you. Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia from Tradition's Mobile One Oil and Lube. And while that's a simple concept, it's so true. We're a full-service oil and lube shop with years of experience. And that experience tells us to always go the extra mile for our customers. Like topping off fluids for free on most vehicles and free tire pressure checks.
See Tradition's Mobile One Oil and Lube on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Rally Car Wash or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office.
Howdy, I'm Barry Moore and I'm asking for your vote. I'm running for College Station City Council Place 4 to keep our community safe, create an environment that encourages private sector job creation, plan for the future needs of our growing community, and to create the highest possible quality of life with the lowest possible cost to citizens. My wife Morgan, our two young children, and I are proud to call College Station our home, and I'd be honored to have your vote. Please vote for Barry Moore, Place 4 in College Station City Council.
Political ad paid for by the Barry Moore campaign. Jane Key, Treasurer. At Professional Concrete Construction, if your home or office needs concrete, they do it. Specializing in residential, commercial, and decorative applications. James and Mike Croston at Professional Concrete Construction are experts in the Brazos Valley with over 25 years of experience. For home and metal buildings, foundations, patios, sidewalks, and driveways, call Professional Concrete Construction at 979-777-9201 and get a free estimate and list of local references. Click ProfessionalConcreteBCS.com for more info.
If you've had it with your old mower, and it doesn't look like mowing's going to stop anytime soon this year, don't wait until next spring to do something about it. Hi, this is David, and Kyra's Truck Center is offering the best deal of the year on zero-turn riders. We're having a year-end clearance, and right now you can save hundreds of dollars on the mower you've always wanted. We have limited supply of 2016s and have 2017s coming in weekly. Come see us at Kyra's Truck Center, Highway 21, half mile east of the bypass. We'll make mowing as close to fun as it gets.
Good morning. It's 7-Eleven, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Action Sports, home of the new Can-Am Spyder and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East. Click on ActionSportsTX.com.
Considerable sunshine across the area today and over the next several days as high pressure remains locked in across the region. Temperatures are going to be well above normal the next several days, and we're not the only place in the country seeing that. It'll be sunny, 85 to 90 later today. Overnight clear, 60 to 65. Mixture of clouds and sunshine for tomorrow, 85 to 90. Partly to mostly sunny, the story during the day Sunday, 85 to 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, Zach Taylor gets you ready for your weekend with your high school football report and your Aggie football report. The A&M soccer team moves on to the SEC tournament after closing out the regular season with their third straight win last night. Lexi Smith pitched a no-hitter for the A&M softball team as they swept their doubleheader against Blinn College yesterday. And on Thursday night football, the Tennessee Titans climbed back into the AFC South title chase with a win over the Jaguars. All the details are coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Okay, your keyboard is really, really filthy. That's your keyboard.
I can see how filthy mine is.
Yeah, this now, one's gross.
Here we have shared keyboards, so we can't personally be responsible for all the gunk that's in there.
Just partially.
But yeah, but at your office and at your house, that's all you. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's pretty much on you. So we'll tell you how to clean that thing out in a few minutes. Twitter announced it's shutting down Vine.
Really?
The Vine video service.
Heard about that this morning, yeah.
Features short 6-second video clips. The Vine website will stay up and running. The company says it won't disappear overnight. They'll be keeping the website online to allow access to view and download videos, but the move will also allow Twitter to lay off about 350 people. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Looking to save some money, I guess.
Yes,
huh?
They thought they were doing okay. So Apple did their little show and tell yesterday. They introduced their new MacBook Pros. Comes with a new touch bar. It's located just above the traditional keyboard in a place where the function keys.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
New MacBook Pro will start shipping in 2 to 3 weeks. Apple says the touch bar will have different functions depending on what program you use, as expected. Apple has also gotten rid of some of the ports in the MacBook Pro, including the HDMI port and the SD card slot included with older models. Remember, SD cards weren't that quaint. Anyway, and replacing them with Thunderbolt 3 ports. Apple TV has a new app. It's called TV. Imagine that.
Hey,
what do you know?
Reportedly will help people make sense of the various video contents that the apps have on the platform. However, the TV app still does not include Amazon Prime or Netflix, although Netflix is still on Apple TV.
So
just letting you know, one more way to confuse you because you thought you'd have that kind of content there and you don't now.
So, I thought I already had that.
Study by a security company, ESET, finds that consumers are anxious about the security in Internet-connected devices. Yeah, it probably should be.
Yeah.
That news bulletin, fully half of the respondents haven't bought so-called smart home technology because of fear of hacking. Connected vehicles and smart toys are the most worrisome items, they say.
Interesting.
Yeah, consumers are stressed about access to their home router through them. 72% say they're more concerned about hacks of their computer or smartphone than about rats living in their house.
Wow.
Okay.
All right.
Well, and, you know, the deal is, I don't know, the rats might leave a trail, so to speak.
Right, and hackers don't.
They don't.
Yeah, that's a good point.
They're a little bit harder to find.
That's 2016 problems for you, though,
yeah,
right there.
Well, that's true. That's the kind of thing that you didn't think you were going to have to worry about, but you do, so there. Did we figure out the top 10 candy sales in America? Have we talked about that?
We talked about new candies coming out for Halloween.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, again, this is all out of that Halloween thing, but I guess I didn't realize the numbers were this strong. Lifesavers is number 10, which I find interesting.
Really?
Well, go ahead.
No, what's your thought?
I think a lot of people I've seen, at least in offices or like reception areas, those are a popular candy to fill with jars.
Okay.
Or fill jars with.
Yeah.
And so they're because they come individually wrapped.
Okay.
Sometimes.
That's true. Mm-hmm.
So, and those Lifesaver breath mints.
Okay.
Have y'all ever? Those are amazing.
Okay.
And so I bet a lot of just the Lifesaver sales go straight from those breath mints.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I guess if you get away from that traditional roll of fruit flavored.
Right. They have a lot of different options.
Sure. Skittles comes in at number 8. Oh, well, number 9, I skipped them. Werther's.
Oh.
Which, really?
Yeah.
They've made a resurgence.
I guess so.
Type,
I mean,
sorts.
Are they really old? I have no idea. I mean, they try to make it look that way, and I don't know if they are or not.
Yeah, I don't know either. They're my grandfather's favorite candy.
Oh, are they? Okay.
Yeah, so
all
that's
right.
I mean, I always associate it with him, but they've come out with those new commercials, and, you know, I don't know. I like them, but, again, and they've come out with Chewy and... You know,
okay,
soft
they do the hard and then
and
the
hard.
Expanded
yeah,
the brand.
So,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, all right. So, that, and then I guess there's a nostalgia factor there,
right,
too.
Right.
All right, Skittles in at number 8. Twix Caramel at number 7. Your M&M's Plain is at number 6. Number 5, Hershey's Milk Chocolate, guessing the bars.
Yeah.
Number 4, Snickers. Number 3, Kit Kat. Number 2, M&M Peanut.
Oh,
by
more
comparison,
popular.
M&M Peanut does $37 million a year. M&M Plain does $26 million a year. What, you're thinking you get more for your money?
I don't know.
The peanuts are more expensive than the chocolate?
It is more food, yeah.
It is. And, okay, so M&M Peanut is number 2 at $37 million. Number 1 at $51.5 million. Reese's Peanut Butter Cup.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that is... Think about where they were maybe 15 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they were probably out there and people were doing that, but now... I mean, and I'm sure that they've got jack-o'-lanterns, right? I mean, they do everything for every season. And
well, and it just goes to show you, not everyone has peanut allergies.
Yeah, that's true. And again, it's chocolate and peanut butter. Could it be bad?
It's a new day, a fresh start, because Time Warner Cable is now Spectrum, redefining what a cable company can be, with promises to make and promises to keep, like crystal clear HD picture and sound. Thousands of on-demand choices and internet speeds fast enough to get you where you want to go instantly. All delivered over the most advanced fiber-rich digital network in the nation. With over 90,000 employees working hard every day to earn your business. In the state of touchdowns, Tex-Mex, boots, and barbecue, nothing but the best will ever do. And it never should. Welcome to America's fastest growing TV, internet, and voice provider. Welcome to Spectrum. Call 844-97-SPECTRUM or visit spectrum.com for more details.
Celebrate the harvest with a full day of outdoor fun. Bring your family to the Harvest Festival at Royalty Pecan Farms, Saturday, November 5th. It's acres and acres of games, food vendors, holiday gift ideas, and there's no admission charge. Enjoy the popular farm tour and a day of fall fun just west of Bryan on Highway 21 at the Brazos River. Celebrate the new Royalty Pecan crop at the Harvest Festival, November 5th. Brought to you in part by Armstrong Caperton & Company, Fancy Flushes, and Texas Printing.
Hello, welcome to Specs, a spirit world unlike any other you'll find in this lifetime. Enough elixirs for mobs of goblins, like monster mash bourbons, vine-tingling wines, succulent Bloody Marys, more crafty brews than you can say boo to, and a great collection of pumpkin-flavored potions, all at Specs drop-dead prices. Care to take a stab at how many bewitching beers, to die for wines and spirits haunt our isles? Thousands! And tasty snacks to sink your teeth into. All in all, Specs is the supernatural source of savings. Halloween creeps up quickly. Make sure your head, and the rest of you, is in the right place. Specs, wines, spirits, and finer foods. Cheers to savings!
Save the date and join Hospice Brazos Valley on Saturday, February 18th for Hospice Happenings 2017. Fabulous Vegas Nights. Relive the 1960s Vegas while dining and dancing to music performed by the Texas Unlimited Band. Let luck be a lady at the casino gaming tables and silent auction. Enjoy an evening of fun at Brazos County Expo and support Hospice Brazos Valley's mission of providing quality end-of-life care to our community. For more information, visit hospicebrazosvalley.org. Fabulous Vegas Nights. Be there or bust.
Hey, good morning, 720, the Infomaniacs, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Okay, so when was the last time you cleaned your computer keyboard?
Never.
Yeah, it's not hard. It's worth noting that a recent study showed, of course, lots of filth, lots of bacteria, okay? Shut down your computer if you're using a wired desktop keyboard.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you unplug it. Okay, tilt the keyboard upside down and shake it. Like, oh, probably over your trash can.
Mm-hmm.
Because you don't want to see what falls out.
Yeah, not okay? Over your face. No. That's bad.
And if you've got the compressed air thing, you can do that, okay? Then dip a cotton swab into some isopropyl alcohol, like rubbing alcohol, you know. Brush the area surrounding each key. I know it's Friday. Look, it's either this or do work.
Ooh, got it. Yeah, true. Okay?
This, I would much rather do this.
Somebody now comes by, you're going, hey, I'm cleaning
this.
This
is very important. Yeah. I am cleaning my keyboard.
I suddenly grossed myself out as I was looking at my keyboard, and I'm going to do something about that. Okay, then you dip like a towelette in the isopropyl alcohol, and you brush along the tops of all of the keys and surfaces.
Mm.
And yeah, I'll say this. I don't do it a lot, but every once in a while I'll bring a napkin in here and do it to the board. I don't do it to the computer. But we have a board. We all have boards in front of us, and they're just filthy. It's like people don't wash their hands before they come in here to work. I'm just saying.
Or anyway, like they eat right over it.
You're supposed to wash your hands.
Yeah, now, well, every once in a while. Anyway, it says scrub the heavily used areas like around the enter and space bar to, quote, remove buildup, end quote.
Buildup.
Yeah, then you use a lint-free cloth to remove dust and polish your keyboard.
Sounds like a lot of work, Scott.
I know, but you do that, and then you can bring somebody over and go, look at my keyboard.
Look at my keyboard.
So I did so nicely. All right. I'm going to say a name. You tell me if you know who it is. Shigetaka Kurita.
No.
Okay.
Mm-mm.
Brad, no? All right. What if I said emoji?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
He's the father of the emoji.
Of course.
The original emoji, the first 176 pictographs ever used, now part of a permanent collection at the Museum of Modern Art in New York City. Mr. Kurita is the guy who designed the emojis for a Japanese mobile carrier, NTT Docomo. He created the pictographs, which were released in 1999, and they were 12 pixels by 12 pixels, and what he did is used characters that were already on the keyboard, like two X's, and then underneath was a little circle.
Right.
And then, you know, if you'll recall before emojis, if we wanted to do a smile, we'd do a colon and then a close parenthesis.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
So before we had a kajillion of them out there, like mm-hmm. everybody has now, but as the smartphones grew in popularity, the emoji became a staple of everyday modern communication. LiveScience.com says the original emoji will be displayed in the museum's lobby starting in December as part of an exhibit that includes graphics and other animations. So you can probably go and see. I was looking it up. There's an article that showed the first one. So if you want to have a look at what your original emojis look like, yeah, look at those and see. That's what your grandfather used to use on his computer.
Way back in the day.
When he was using his computer 25 years ago. Oh, no, never mind. Yeah. Microsoft used their big press event to unveil their all-new touchscreen desktop computer. It's called the Surface Studio, if you didn't see that, which costs about $3,000.
Wow.
Yes, and with add-ons, would cost more than $1,000 more than that. The big deal about the Surface is that the screen tilts down to become a tabletop touchscreen PC as well. Hmm. And there's a new Surface Book. It looks like the original model from last year, but it has an updated processor and a whole lot of longer battery life, which is pretty good considering the original one was about 12 hours.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Do you want to get into that whole touchscreen thing?
I don't know. And you know, I see the commercials and they're like drawing stuff and being artistic. And I mean, obviously, that's just not something I personally would need it for. But at the same time, I'm like, how does that work that well?
Can
you really draw something that's like super artistic with some touchscreen pen or whatever?
Yeah, even using like a stylus on my phone or something, it's not very accurate.
It's not
perfect. You have to be a pretty good artist to get it anything that looks any good.
Right. So every time I see the commercials, I don't think, ooh, that looks cool. I think, oh, that looks confusing.
Well, then at some point, do you, and I don't know the electronics of how that works, but at some point, does it become less responsive?
Right.
Yeah. Does it end up having like a blank space in it where it doesn't have that ongoing line? If you were trying to draw like a smiley face, is there going to be a little hole there because there's something in the screen that's not connected the way the rest of the screen is?
Yeah, that would be a pain.
Yeah, that's it. So again, you're right. It's like the brand new Etch-a-Sketch. It's wonderful when you first get it. And then when parts of it start not working so well, you're not going to be happy about that.
Then you're just shaking it all the time.
Yes.
Hey, Scott, we're going to have to start you guys a Kickstarter campaign to buy you your own keyboard.
Oh, you're exactly right. Thank you. We need to do it because, I mean, what a keyboard could cost as much as $8, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
We could never afford that.
At some point, they'd have to look.
But I'm not going to carry around my own keyboard.
But it's hygienic, you know? Maybe just stash it somewhere in the studio.
I have my work tote, and then I have a separate bag for my own keyboard.
Exactly, like a breakdown pool cue when you go to the
I don't even like carrying around my own headphones. Yeah. I just use the ones here.
That's right, I brought my own keyboard.
You know what I would use of my own and what I would carry around?
All right.
My own, like, microphone sleeve.
Oh.
Can I get my own one of these?
Yeah, you're right.
Talk about gross.
Oh, yeah. We have these little foam cups kind of deals on the front of the microphone so that we don't pop our peas.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, every once in a while they...
When you get too close and you accidentally touch it.
Yeah, hello.
Yeah, set up a GoFundMe page.
We'll do that. Yeah, with the mic covers, we, you know, like if you wet them and put them in the microwave for like a minute, I wonder if that'd work.
Malik is more than just an air conditioning company, more than a service. We are problem solvers. We are leaders in operational excellence. We are a team, and we are family. We have a passion to help you. We train every day for it. We're prepared. We roll up our sleeves and do the hard work so you don't have to. And we set the bar high in AC and heating. We are Aggies, helping Aggies. This is Malik, and we make the difference. MalikService.com. License TACLA 9262C.
Hey, good morning, Infomaniacs on News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's 727. Here's our weather, and the weather is sponsored this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business. Since 1981, with two-way radios and paging service, call Skyline Communications 775-2929. 87 will be our high temperature today. Probably all weekend we'll be looking at that. Lots of sunshine, cooling down at night to the lower 60s, and then maybe not quite so warm as we begin next week. And we've even got a 30% chance of rain, it says right now, for Tuesday. So we'll see. Winds are calm right now, 96% relative humidity, fair skies. We got 60.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Guy named John Bentle was once the Director of Information Resource Management at the State Department under Hillary. It did not end well for him. At a deposition for a Judicial Watch lawsuit on Monday, Bentle was forced to testify under oath again because his sworn congressional testimony in June of 2015 didn't hold up. At the House Benghazi hearing, this guy testified that he had no knowledge of Hillary's private email server. But according to the State Department's Inspector General, Bentle told State Department employees that Hillary's private server had been approved, and he warned them to never talk about it again. At Monday's Judicial Watch deposition, Bentle pled the Fifth Amendment 90 times. He refused to answer questions about what he knew and when he knew it. Meanwhile, Cheryl Mills, Hillary's so-called lawyer at state, was also in the news. WikiLeaks released an email that she sent on March 7, 2015, saying, "We need to clean this up." She was referring to Obama's claim that day that he first learned of Clinton's private server from news. But we now know that Obama sent and received email from Hillary's non-State Department address and that he used a fake name. Proof of what the president knew and when he knew it. Now, despite the cover-up efforts of the White House, the Justice Department, State Department, and the FBI, the deceit surrounding Hillary Clinton keeps dripping out. She has corrupted them all in her quest to keep her own corruption hidden. Hope she doesn't get away with this, folks.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
We talk about Mahindra tractors a lot here, and I really want you to know about Mahindra owners and their 97% satisfaction level with their purchase. Mahindra owners love that Mahindra tractors have more built-in weight, the highest lift capacity, and the industry's best 7-year powertrain warranty. In fact, they love their Mahindra tractors so much, many have bought the new Mahindra Impact utility vehicle, too. The Impact delivers the industry's best towing and best cargo capacity. And whether you need a tractor or a utility vehicle, Mahindra offers 0% financing for up to 84 months. So it's easy to see why Mahindra is the world's number one selling tractor. Learn more about the toughest tractors and utility vehicles on earth at MahindraUSA.com.
Take advantage of rock bottom prices and test drive a Mahindra today at J5 Tractors in Conroe, Navasota, and Normandy. Or visit J5Tractors.com. That's the letter J, the number 5, Tractors.com.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Mortgage interest rates are still at an all-time low. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon. Whether buying a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust an agent with over 20 years of real estate experience in effectively finding the best property in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact Jason Byinski with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
When ANCO Insurance first opened for business in 1873 in downtown Bryan, our new location was way out in the middle of nowhere. Now it's conveniently located right in the middle of Bryan and College Station. You're invited to drop by and visit all your old friends anytime you need a quote on your auto, home, business, or health insurance. We're at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria at 1111 Briarcrest Drive. Call today, 776-ANCO, or visit online at ANCO.com. ANCO Insurance, still providing peace of mind.
WTAW News Time is 7:31. It's 60 degrees at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what we do best. Deep roots, new ideas. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. It took the College Station City Council 3 votes last night before reaching a partial decision about how to handle increased traffic in the Welburn area. The council's compromise was to proceed only with rebuilding Reuter Road north of Greens Prairie Trail so it bends into Welburn Road. John Nichols noted the existing elementary school, the opening of a new intermediate school next fall, and a new middle school the following year.
You have 2 substantial connections around those schools so that the traffic pattern can be spread out and get at least back to Welburn Road.
Steve Aldrich said he reluctantly voted yes after criticizing city staff for not first running that idea and other recommendations by Welburn residents.
I understand that College Station ISD's needs are what are predicating this, but I really think we've got to have the public input on this, or we are really getting ourselves into a big mess.
The council's unanimous vote followed 2 failed attempts to delay any action until after a community meeting or until January, when the council has 3 new members. There are more than 70 historical markers in Brazos County. Only the 2nd, associated with the Hispanic community, will be dedicated Sunday afternoon. Dorothy Hernandez spent 2 years getting the marker for her church, Santa Teresa Catholic Church in Bryan. She says the roots go back to 1929 and a priest affiliated with St. Joseph's who was known by the name Padre Panchito.
He realized that there was very many Mexican families here. At that time, it was considered, you know, that the Mexican people had their traditions and they had their own culture, and you know, and they were getting more children getting baptized at St. Joseph that he could take care of, and they needed their own church.
The dedication program starts Sunday afternoon at 4 at the church located near the intersection of Highway 21 and William Joel Bryan Parkway on Lucky Street. Little League Baseball will continue to be played on fields next to Bryan's Texas Army National Guard Armory. The city of Bryan says that follows a meeting yesterday with the Guard. State Representative John Rainey, who organized and participated in the meeting, says games will continue for at least 2 more years as the Guard considers expansion plans.
The city and the National Guard will be looking at other options that may be available for relocation of the yard. It may be that in the end they need to relocate the ball fields. But right now, the guard does not believe they will need that space for at least a period of 2 years.
Rainey says there is a mutual benefit to continuing Bryan's National Little League games at that location.
The local guard folks really enjoy seeing those kids out there playing baseball because I guarantee you that most of them have kids that age.
The guard's expansion plans had jeopardized the future of three fields at Bob Bond Park. Brazos County Republicans and Democrats are out of state campaigning for their presidential nominees.
The GOP's County Chairman Paul Rieger is one of two Brazos County groups in Des Moines, Iowa, as part of the Texas Strike Force for Donald Trump.
Why Iowa?
Well, Iowa is one of the battleground states. The whole idea is to go up and try to get a few points here and a few points there and get our side to the polls through early voting and through Election Day.
Bryan High School graduate Thomas Cavanis is in Bangor, Maine, working as a regional director for that state's Democratic Party and Hillary Clinton's campaign.
It's really thrilling to be here in the 2nd Congressional District. It's the closest swing district in the entire country right now. And so we are cautiously optimistic about our chances on November 2nd.
Cavanis adds, even though he's a Texan, it's important to him that Clinton receives all four electoral votes in Maine, a state where he says that could be a split for the first time in state history. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
A Bryan police officer who discovered his patrol car was rear-ended Wednesday night saw a whole lot more. Approaching the car involved in the crash, the officer noticed the driver, a 19-year-old woman, was attempting to put on a black blouse after her airbag had deployed. And the officer also spotted an open bottle of wine. The driver was asked why she was not dressed while driving. According to the arrest report, the woman told the officer she was taking a Snapchat photo to send to her boyfriend while she was at a red light. The driver was arrested for drunk driving and underage drinking. The U.S. Attorney's Office in Houston has announced 61 individuals and entities are charged with phone scams where hundreds of millions of dollars was taken from tens of thousands of Americans. One of the scammers called Dallas radio station KRLD.
The reason we are trying to call from you because IRS is filing a lawsuit complaint on your name.
Okay.
So do you have any idea about this complaint, what I'm talking about?
In that call, the scammer threatened to put a lien on assets, freeze bank accounts, seize property, and make an arrest unless he was paid $2,500. A business owner from Irving was among 20 people arrested around the United States. Charges have also been filed against 32 individuals and 5 call centers in India. WTAW News Time is 7:37. It's 60 degrees. You can text us at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At Brazos County Bank, we put our customers first. We are big believers in taking the time to get to know each and every one of our customers and their unique banking needs. Building relationships are what we do best. I'm Debbie Lewis, Vice President of Mortgage Lending with Brazos County Bank, and I want to help you purchase your new home, refinance your current home, or buy land to build your own home. We do it all, VA, conventional, FHA, and in-house lending. Call me today at 979-220-3018.
Brazos County Bank is a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC. Equal housing lender.
This is former mayor of Bryan, Ron Blatchley. I understand what it takes to lead our city, and I wholeheartedly endorse Andrew Nelson to be our next mayor. Andrew will end the fighting at City Hall and unite our community and council to keep Bryan moving forward. As a small business owner, Andrew has met a payroll, he's created jobs, and dealt with complex budgets. Join me in voting Andrew Nelson as our next mayor of Bryan.
Political ad paid for by the Andrew Nelson campaign, Kenny Lawson, treasurer.
Hi, I'm Mitzi Marriott Pampel with Marriott Homes, and we'd like to thank you, the Brazos Valley, for voting us best home builder for the past 12 years. We have been building custom homes of all sizes for families in the Brazos Valley for almost 40 years. Allow us to design a custom home that is tailored to meet the needs of your family. We'd love to walk you through your home building experience and create a home that is a vision of yours, backed by our family guarantee and a tradition of excellence. Call us at 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com.
Hello, this is Mike Clements, president of the College Station Professional Firefighters Association. We are proud to endorse Jeremy Osborne for City of College Station, City Council Place 3. Jeremy is a future-oriented business leader who has created jobs, met a payroll, and has a track record of service and commitment we can trust. As firefighters, our members are willing to lay their lives on the line to save others. We know we can count on Jeremy Osborne. Vote Jeremy Osborne for City of College Station City Council Place 3.
Political ad paid for by the Jeremy Osborne Campaign. Larry Hodges, Treasurer.
Good morning, it's 7:39. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years. They also do polyurethane concrete raising. More information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Unusually warm weather will stretch from Texas into the southeastern United States, not only today, but through the upcoming weekend. High pressure remains in control and will continue to warm up. Lots of sunshine today. We should have a high somewhere between 85 and 90 this afternoon. We're clear tonight, 60 to 65. More sunshine tomorrow, some passing clouds, 85 to 90. Partly to mostly sunny Sunday and 85 to 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, we'll check in with Zach Taylor. He's got your high school and Aggie football report. Also, there's a new name at the top of the list of top-earning college football coaches. Meanwhile, in A&M soccer, the team extended their win streak with their victory over the Bulldogs last night. In A&M softball, Lexi Smith threw a no-hitter yesterday in the team sweep of Blinn College. And in the NBA, the Spurs took down the Kings to begin their season with two straight wins. All the details are coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you go, and there's no fog today. It's kind of nice. All right. Mm-hmm. Who among us, when we were in our teens, didn't do something that was not very smart? And sometimes it's in private, but sometimes it's in public.
Recent polls have shown a fifth of Americans can't locate the U.S. on a world map. Why do you think this is?
I personally believe that U.S. Americans are unable to do so because some people out there in our nation don't have maps, and I believe that our education, like such as in South Africa and the Iraq, everywhere like such as, and I believe that they should, our education over here in the U.S. should help the U.S. Or should help South Africa and should help the Iraq and the Asian countries, so we will be able to build up our future.
That's about as public as it gets.
That's so painful to listen to every time. Every time.
2007.
Right. Right. Miss Teen South Carolina, just to put that out there.
Right. Had one closer to home here.
Yeah. Now, very, very close.
This story has made international headlines. It's on the BBC website. So here are the two printed stories that I received this morning to show how they were handled somewhat differently. A Texas college student was arrested Wednesday night after authorities said she crashed her vehicle into the back of a parked police car in Bryan, Texas. According to the police report, the woman told the officer she was sending a Snapchat selfie to her boyfriend just before the crash.
Yeah.
That's one service. The other service said a student at Texas A&M was arrested after she crashed her car while taking a topless photo of herself to send to her boyfriend. Unfortunately, Miranda K. Rader crashed her SUV right behind a campus police cruiser. Well, that's not right.
Yeah, that's not
as,
right.
As the officer approached her vehicle, she was frantically trying to put her shirt back on. Rader admitted to Snapchatting her boyfriend, and the officer observed an open bottle of wine in her car. She failed a field sobriety test, arrested on a DUI, being a minor possession of alcohol, released on a $2,000 bond. Okay, do you go to class today?
I wouldn't. She's already taken down her Facebook page.
Okay, yeah.
It's Friday. I would let it blow over the weekend.
Yeah.
I wouldn't go to class today.
Maybe head out of town for a couple days, come back.
Well, or do you embrace your celebrity?
I think you have to a little bit. Okay. I think trying to hide from it completely, first of all, isn't going to work.
Right.
And is just going to make it all that more awful and embarrassing, and people are going to want to try to, I guess, antagonize you more about it.
Yeah, you should. But we've all done stupid stuff.
Right.
All of us have.
Oh, yeah.
Every one of us has done stupid stuff. Not as public as this, maybe, but still done stupid stuff.
Right.
And, yeah, I kind of agree with you. I think she ought to go, that was really stupid.
Yeah, man. And this isn't even on the same playing field, but the girl at Auburn who got nailed in the face with the football and it got caught on video, she went on Good Morning America, she went on Game Day, like, she embraced the embarrassment. Yep. And again, not on the same playing field, I'm not comparing the two, But I think to some extent, you have to say, yeah, that was dumb. I was stupid. I did it. And yeah, okay.
I did it. My bad.
The other part is how many people have done it and not gotten caught.
Oh, right.
But you know it's happened. But anyhow.
Who have gotten caught and arrested, but it just didn't happen to make international news headlines.
Hello.
Hey, Scott. Love the show, guys.
Thanks.
The police report's kind of different. They did have a mugshot of her. What happened to the other pictures she was taking?
Well,
they disappear after 10 seconds, so... Yeah.
And that would be evidentiary anyway.
Not sure it's public record, yeah.
Yeah, but anyhow. That's that.
Yeah.
Okay, so... How's your gas? All right. So how's the gas mileage in your car? If it's not as good as it should be, it's your fault.
Of course.
It's your fault. Study says that our spare tires are responsible for cars in the U.S. burning extra billions of gallons of gas a year. And we're not talking the spare tire in your trunk. We're talking the spare tire around our waist collectively. A study found that U.S. Americans are pumping an extra 938 million more gallons a year annually today than 5 decades ago because we're fatter. You see, why should we say 930? Why don't we say 110 billion gallons of
gas? Because how would they even know that?
And then again, there are people who are losing weight as well, okay? Are they taking them into account? So feel badly about your... And again, now's not the time to be saying that. You're supposed to say this when gas is $4 a gallon, not $2 a gallon.
You know, I've lost quite a bit of weight, and I have not noticed a drop in the amount of frequency in which I need gas.
Okay, all right. See, so it may not... And again, that's anecdotal, but if you haven't felt badly about yourself today yet... Here's your chance.
And then when your overweight friend tries to get in the car, I'm trying to save gas.
Exactly right.
You're gonna have to walk.
That's it. Well, you could have a little potentiometer right there. You know, a little dial goes too far. Sorry.
It's like in an elevator. We're over the weight limit.
That's right. It'll ding when the door closes. Yeah, and it won't be able to go. So anyway, 938 million more gallons of gas every year because we're fatter. So there you are. Odd story this morning out of Massachusetts. They report in Massachusetts that a car that was stolen 30 years ago has been found at the bottom of a river. 1986 Nissan hauled from the Merrimack River. State police troopers on site ran the vehicle identification and confirmed it had been stolen in 1988.
Wow.
There's an episode of King of the Hill about this.
Oh, is that right? Is there? Okay.
Yes.
Well, there
Same
you go.
Thing it's, happens. They steal Boomhauer's car.
Okay. 1986 Nissan stolen in 1988, pulled out of the river this week.
Mayor Pro Tem John Nichols, and I'm running to be our next mayor of College Station. With over 4 decades of service to Texas A&M University, retiring as the head of the Department of Agricultural Economics, I am proud to call College Station my home. As an economist by trade, I serve on an advisory council at Dallas Federal Reserve Bank and played a leading role in creating a plan and department to recruit job-generating businesses to our community. Vote for me, Mayor Pro Tem John Nichols for mayor. Political ad paid for by the John Nichols Campaign, Steve Beachy, Treasurer.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
How many activities are your kids involved in? I think most parents feel the pressure to involve their children in a wide variety of activities. But even if our children are doing good things like scouting, sports, art, or music classes, are we really helping our children by pushing them to do so much? In all that busyness, we can't forget one of the most important life lessons, the value of family relationships. According to research, the happiest and healthiest children and those who do the best in school are those who spend plenty of time with their parents. Simply having dinner with your kids on a regular basis may be more important to their future than constantly running them from one activity to the next. And think about it. At the dinner table, you're giving them eye contact. You're looking into their world and discovering what's happening in their lives. In addition to that, I know for our family, there's a lot of laughs around the table, too. All of that can make a tremendous impact on how kids grow and mature. So we've made it a priority to eat dinner together almost every night. It may be the popular trend to involve our children in as many activities as possible, but I would suggest that you resist the temptation to go along with the crowd. I'm confident that teaching your children a proper balance between achievement and attention to family relationships will pay off in the long run. To help your children thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
If you're thinking about a memory foam or dial-up your number bed, don't buy one just yet. Not until you experience the customizable bed everyone is talking about, the Reverie Dream Sleep System. Reverie uses patented Dream Cell mattress technology with over 200 adjustment points for the most comfortable sleep of your life. Call 877-670-4500 to learn why Hollywood A-listers, athletes, trainers, and doctors are raving about their Reverie beds. It might be Reverie's zero gravity setting that relieves pressure on your back, or the anti-snore function, or Reverie's 101-night guarantee. If you haven't had the most amazing sleep of your life, return it for a full refund. Want to know why celebrities, athletes, and doctors are switching to Reverie Dream Sleep Systems? Call now to find out. 877-670-4500 or visit reverie.com. That's 877-670-4500 or R-E-V-E-R-I-E.com.
Look younger in minutes at Child's Dermatology. The Betalift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Child's Dermatology, you can buy 6 Betalift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Betalift appointment or click Child's Dermatology.
Insurance. Every roofing company says they have it. Far fewer can prove it. In an age where computers can manipulate things, are you sure the certificate you're looking at is real? Our advice is simple. Trust but verify. Don't take everything that's shown as fact. At Schulte Roofing, there is nothing we'll tell you that we're not 100% prepared to prove and back it up. For peace of mind, go with the name the Brazos Valley has known for decades. Schulte Roofing, home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the Bulletproof.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Team Ford of Navasota. It's 7:52. Well, it's Friday, and that means high school football as we gear up and get ready for tomorrow as the Aggs take on New Mexico State. So with your high school and Aggie football report, here's Zach Taylor.
Several big high school games are on tap tonight. Bryan visits Waco on Sports Radio 1150. College Station heads to Temple on the Zone 102.7 FM, and Rutter entertains Waco University on Willie 1550. Kickoff times for all of those games is at 7:30. Navasota travels to Bridge City at 7 on Willie 97.7. Buffalo hosts Anderson Shiro at 7:30 on Willie 103.5. St. Joe's meets up with Riker Catholic at 7:30 on Red Sea Catholic Radio. And Brazos Christian entertains Faith Academy at 7:30. A&M Consolidated has the week off. The ninth-ranked Fighting Texas Aggies will square off against the New Mexico State Aggies tomorrow night at 6:30. For a look at the matchup, here's Coach Kevin Sumlin.
They're definitely a team that's going to try to expose you and get big plays off of deep throws and all kinds of things down the field. Defensively, their linebackers are really the core of their unit. They run real well. Good tacklers.
Kickoff is slated for tomorrow night at 6:30. Pregame with Dave and Dave gets underway at 5:30 on Sports Radio 1150 and the Zone 102.7 FM, as well as News Talk 1620 WTAW. And that's been your high school and Aggie football report. I'm Zach Taylor.
Thanks, Zach. Elsewhere in college football, USA Today released its annual survey of college football coaches' salaries on Wednesday, and Michigan coach Jim Harbaugh is on the top of the list, making $9 million this year, overtaking Alabama coach Nick Saban at $6.9 million. Rounding out the top five are Ohio State's Urban Meyer at $6 million, Oklahoma's Bob Stoops at $5.5 million, and Florida State's Jimbo Fisher at $5.25 million. Texas's Charlie Strong is next on the list at $5.2 million, followed by three SEC coaches. Kevin Sumlin's at $5 million. Auburn's Gus Malzahn is at $4.7 million. And Mississippi's Hugh Freeze is at $4.7 million. In A&M soccer, the Aggies held off the Mississippi State Bulldogs 2-1 yesterday at MSU Soccer Field to close out the regular season on a three-match win streak. The Aggies are tied with Tennessee and Vanderbilt for sixth place in the league standings, but the Maroon and White will be the number 8 seed at next week's SEC tournament in Orange Beach, Alabama. In A&M softball, junior Lexi Smith tossed a no-hitter in Game 2 of Thursday's doubleheader sweep over Blinn College at the Aggie Softball Complex. The Aggies won Game 1 with a shutout 11-0 before taking Game 2 19-1 in five innings. The Aggies next take on McLennan at the Aggie Softball Complex on Wednesday, November 2nd for a doubleheader. First game's at 4 p.m., second game is at 6 p.m. In the NFL,
third and goal at the 4. Mariota looking, throws, got a man open in the end zone. Touchdown, Titans!
Last night for Thursday Night Football, the Tennessee Titans evened their record at 4-4 and climbed back into the AFC South title chase by building a 17-0 halftime lead in a 36-22 win over Jacksonville. DeMarco Murray ran for 123 yards and a touchdown to pad an attack that rolled up a season-high 494 total yards against the Jaguars. In Major League Baseball, former Texas Rangers closer Sean Tolleson has been granted free agency after declining an outright minor league assignment. The move came a day after the Rangers announced that Tolleson had cleared outright waivers and would be assigned to AAA Round Rock. Meanwhile, the Cleveland Indians and Chicago Cubs held workouts at Wrigley Field yesterday in preparation for Game 3 of the World Series tonight in Chicago. Major League ERA champ Kyle Hendricks will take the mound for the Cubs against Indians hurler Josh Tomlin after the team split the first two games in Cleveland. And in the NBA,
left of the key, stolen by Leonard. Leonard's got clear sailing, and he's going to slam it down with two hands as he picked the pocket of Rudy Gay.
Kawhi Leonard scored 30 points, and the San Antonio Spurs spoiled the regular season opener at Sacramento's new downtown arena, beating the Kings 102-94 last night. LaMarcus Aldridge added 16 points as the Spurs clamped down on defense in the second half, led by Leonard's strong play to win their second straight game to open the season. And now here's Kevin O'Connor.
Thank you, sir. It is indeed time to find out what's going on at Team Ford of Navasota. All the 2015 models must go. Ford is offering 0% financing on most models. First-time buyers, they've got several cars lined up for you, including a 2016 Ford Mustang. Only 12,000 miles, you can get it for $19,988. And to find out more, all you have to do is go to myteamford.com. Just a short drive down to Navasota. Meet up with the gang, and they will hook you up. And that is the deal of the day. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Howdy, my name is Linda Harvell, and I'm running for the College Station City Council Place 3, and I would appreciate your vote. As a sole proprietor of a small business, the Texas Trading Post, I understand the importance of creating a business-friendly environment in College Station. I'll work diligently for well-planned, balanced, and sustainable growth while supporting neighborhood integrity and our quality of life. Please vote Linda Harvell, College Station City Council, Place 3. To learn more about me, please go to votelinda.org.
Paid for by the Linda Harvell Campaign. Ben White, Treasurer.
Hello, welcome to Specs, a spirit world unlike any other you'll find in this lifetime. Enough elixirs for mobs of goblins, like monster mash bourbons, vine-tingling wines, succulent Bloody Marys, more crafty brews than you can say boo to, and a great collection of pumpkin-flavored potions, all at Specs drop-dead prices. Care to take a stab at how many bewitching beers to die for wines and spirits haunt our isles? Thousands! And tasty snacks to sink your teeth into. All in all, Specs is the supernatural source of savings. Halloween creeps up quickly. Make sure your head, and the rest of you, is in the right place. Specs, wines, spirits, and finer foods. Cheers to savings!
It's a new day, a fresh start, because Time Warner Cable is now Spectrum, redefining what a cable company can be, with promises to make and promises to keep. Like crystal clear HD picture and sound, thousands of on-demand choices, and internet speeds fast enough to get you where you want to go instantly. All delivered over the most advanced fiber-rich digital network in the nation. With over 90,000 employees working hard every day to earn your business. In the state of touchdowns, Tex-Mex, boots, and barbecue, nothing but the best will ever do, and it never should. Welcome to America's fastest growing TV, internet, and voice provider. Welcome to Spectrum. Call 844-97-SPECTRUM or visit spectrum.com for more details.
At Professional Concrete Construction, if your home or office needs concrete, they do it. Specializing in residential, commercial, and decorative applications, James and Mike Croston at Professional Concrete Construction are your experts in the Brazos Valley with over 25 years experience. For home and metal building foundations, patios, sidewalks, and driveways, call Professional Concrete Construction at 979-777-9201 and get your free estimate and list of local references. Click ProfessionalConcreteBCS.com for more info today.
About a minute till News Talk 1620 WTAW. Okay, so women generally have more hair than men on their heads, and as a result, they can come up with different styles.
Yes.
Different options.
Yeah, generally.
You can do different things.
Sure.
Okay. Hairdresser in New Jersey is accused of assaulting a client. Bloomfield police say Miriam Simpson, 35, goes by the name Freddie on Craigslist. Client responded to her online ad back in October 13th, and she goes to the person's apartment and begins to do her hair. Mm-hmm. Well, the client reportedly not happy with the